The heavens smile upon you, dear listener. Either by choice or chance, you have arrived at Idiots Disgusting Universe, Music Review, Bonus Podcast Zone. Cast aside your fickle life of indecision and let the IDTU tell you what they think. Welcome to Hit or Shit.
Boy, oh boy, it's a beautiful day. It's dark at 3 o'clock again.
Yeah, 3 o'clock. It was a good like 4 hours. Yeah. Are you getting up in the morning to enjoy the sun?
I am not early enough. But I did today, 9:30.
Do you see my face?
I see it. And I feel like that on the inside, so just know that.
Gotta get up at like 8 nowadays. It really is dark by 3:30.
Yeah. No, seriously.
Functionally dark by 3. I mean, like, you're not getting any serotonin boost from being out in it after, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, probably.
Yep. It's like we live in Alaska right now. It's very weird. But, and it probably just seems worse, too, because of the, everyone's staying at home. But, the days are zipping by. I can't keep track. I'm like, oh, shit. The way I know it's been a week is when I'm at the barbecue cart again.
Yeah.
Or, like, the shop. I'm like, oh, shit. But then I have to figure out what day it is. I'm like, is this Thursday? Yeah, okay, it's Thursday. It's weird.
Your shit's all kind of evenly spaced out in this weird way, too, that you're like, oh, no matter what day it is, I've got tomorrow off.
Yeah, exactly.
Or I have to work tomorrow. If I'm not working today, I work tomorrow. Yep. And if I work today, I got tomorrow off.
Yep.
Every day for the rest of my life.
For the foreseeable future.
Except for weekends. You're doing back-to-back on the weekends.
Yeah.
You're power-packing it on the weekends.
Power-packing on the weekends.
Scrubbing that grease pit.
And boy, did I scrub.
You finally found your niche in Mother Nature's great web. Spenny the grease scrubber.
I'm the grease boy. get the grease boy. And I'm like all covered in like get him. Slimy.
Get him. It's kind of like that. The basement of Bartertown. In Thunderdome, Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome, Bartertown was where Tina Turner, she ruled the upper part of Bartertown, where it could see the sky. And then Master Blaster ruled the underworld of Bartertown.
Is that me?
No, you would be one of the people working for Master Blaster. Okay. You would be like...
One of his greased up minions?
They took pig shit and turned it into methanol.
Wow. That's pretty smart.
To run all the Mad Max machines. What I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
They had Pig Shit Boy or whatever, running around like slopping hogs and like scooping shit or whatever.
Yeah.
And you're kind of like the barbecue equivalent of that.
Yeah. I am. Thank you for pointing that out. And it's true. Can't even argue with that. Assessment. I'm the lowest rung.
No, you're not. You're essential though.
I'm essential.
What I'm saying? Like we figured out who's essential. That's one thing that COVID is teaching us is that the economy collapses when people stop buying useless shit on credit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Two, the essential people are the ones at the very bottom of the fucking hierarchy. Because those are the ones that have to continue going.
Yep.
And the third thing is I can't wait for it to be over with.
That I learned. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. But those are good. Those are good lessons, good takeaways. That's very true.
Almost all the essential roles make less than $50,000 a year.
It's fucking crazy.
Police, paramedics, retail workers.
A service industry.
Yeah, what service industries is allowed to work, gas station people. Most of these people are not making $20,000 a year.
Yeah.
Most of these people don't have fucking medical coverage with their jobs.
Yeah.
And they're the ones that fucking
have to work
and the fucking businesses are open all the time.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy.
Yep. It's crazy and it's just like when I have realizations like this now, like what just happened with me, I feel like I'm getting a little numb to it, where I just have a blocker up where before I would have tried to go down the rabbit hole of like trying to figure out why is it so crazy? Why is it? Why are we in opposite land now where, you know, the, well, you're an essential worker and everything, but, you know, you're also just the dog shit of society, but we need you and we love you. We mm-hmm. love our essential workers. Yay. Right. Everyone else, you take your time off and you get enjoy your double the pay with your unemployment, you know, mm-hmm. and all that shit. Well, I guess that's only if you're poor, would it be double? But, you know, enjoy your unemployment and also or working from home.
Yeah, right out the storm.
You know, yeah.
Be safe right out the storm, you know. And then these other fuckers, you know, like, oh, well,
mm-hmm. yeah.
Who cares?
Who cares? Like, but those are the same people who are like, oh, we should try communism because it's great for me right now, you know. Like, I get to stay inside and I get checks and stuff. Mm-hmm. Or whatever, like, we should give it a try, you know, or something. And I don't know, or you know, more, you know, obviously that's an extreme example, but it just feels like weird opposite hypocrisy land wherever I look. And then I just get mad when I start looking into it. So now I've built up a just sort of shield of apathy.
Yeah.
Where I'm just like, huh, well, that's nuts. And then... oh, well, I'm with my buddy. I'm smoking weed, and that's pretty good right now.
Yeah.
You know?
That's kind of what you got to do sometimes.
Yeah.
So. There's no shame in that, really.
Yeah. It's just weird.
Yeah, it's weird. It's, I don't know. The whole world doesn't make sense on some profound ways, you know?
Yeah.
Truly. I think that really, like, I think we need to have an episode coming up that is just about, like, television ratings and how the world is like falling victim to the television ratings.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
I think that's truly what's going on.
Like,
I mean, it's all geared toward clicks and eyes.
Yeah. Attention.
And
the attention economy.
That's it.
Yeah.
And they've got COVID and they've got Trump. And they had to take the attention away from Trump after the election. And so it's just COVID to drown out the other, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And, cause the other, like, they just don't want anybody to even pay attention to what's going on, whether it's valid or whether it's not, they just don't want that to be part of the discussion.
Right.
And
let's not even entertain these things,
but it's been that way. And we think that this is all new, but like, seriously, like you can kind of go, back and you can look at like, is whenever they had like the really good rating stories. The shit was on the growth for like those rating networks.
Yeah.
O.J. Simpson, you know, right. Gulf War, all the various crap, you know. And when they don't have anything, Obama, it just starts circling the fucking toilet.
Yeah.
You know, and then you can watch all the attempts that they have to like get these things to kind of get the real roots that they want.
Spark some shit off.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's super interesting.
It is, yeah. I would love to do an episode about that. We can crack into that because we are two fucking smart dudes.
Crackers.
We're two crackers, that's true.
Yeah, cracking into that.
Cracking in to all the issues. We're that's what that word comes from. And yeah,
What if we started a podcast called An Evening with Crackers? Just totally owned it.
What if it could just be crackers? It could just be crackers. And then the whole podcast would just be like Maya coming in and making fun of us the whole time.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
That'd be pretty fun. It would just be us and all of our guests would be black folks.
Yeah.
And just call and it crackers.
Just call it crackers. And then we just talk about like race stuff the whole time.
I mean, like I know so many black people that would be on that show. They would really enjoy this.
They would really enjoy it. Yeah.
Phil would like wet his pants to come in on a show named Crackers and make fun of us.
Yeah,
he would
and
love
just tell it. Can you, it's a chance to tell white people how you really feel.
I stepped out. I stepped out the other night. It was really a proud moment for me. I stepped out the other night, smoke a cigarette, and I was wearing my robe. All of a sudden, I hear like this really low bass start to come up the street.
Shit.
And then the windows roll down, and it's Phil.
Damn, Phil.
He starts like, yo, homie, I'd fucking dig the robe, you know? And he's just fucking like laughing his ass off.
That's pretty funny.
And so that was fun. That was fun. A shout out to Phil.
Shout out to Phil, man.
You know, that was great.
That's great.
I think you really did length the rope.
This guy's got balls, dude. Craig don't give a fuck, man. He's just. I love Phil, and that sounds like a funny scenario, and we should probably earmark this part of the podcast for our own personal use, you know, so we remember crackers or Cracker Barrel or something like that. We might get into trouble with that.
We should see if it's taken. I wonder, I mean, I think that probably would be taken off. Maybe it is a racial slur against white people. See, we get in trouble for that.
Yeah.
That's what always gets us.
Yeah. Yeah, what?
We're always racist against our own kind.
I thought it was okay.
I thought it was okay, too.
Yeah, but I guess
not.
And
that's what always gets us.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah, Craig called some Norwegians, like, filthy sea crackers.
Something. Yeah, I don't remember what it was.
I forget what he called them.
It told them to just get their white asses home or something like that. I can't remember. It wasn't really that bad.
It wasn't bad. It just flagged the algorithm. Algorithm was like,
No, I think that the Norwegian cruise line reported it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say
that's so fucking funny.
Yeah, I would say that it got reported. Yeah, but that's all just, you know, water under the bridge, baby. Just years and months slipping away. That's just one of those memories that we don't have anymore. Nope. It's just gone.
It's gone. Gone with the rest of them.
Sometimes we'll get like up to like 5 or 6 likes on our Instagram posts now, you know, after that. So I'm feeling like we're back.
We're on our way for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Another 10, 20 years.
We're going to be great.
We're going to be back to where we started.
I mean, our voices are going to be a little bit. Yours will just be coming into that perfect maturity.
I'm 35.
Yeah, 40.
I'm
43.
I'm 43.
And I'll be 82. Five.
You'll be like,
I am dead.
No, you'll be alive because I'm paying money to keep you alive against your will. You will be begging for. You'll be like, let me go, please. I'm like, we're doing this podcast, Craig, and you're attached to all this machinery. No. And
God damn, we'll be on like episode like 20,000 or something by that time.
You got to make it to 50,000. 50,000. I need you, Craig. I'm just like abusive behind the scenes. You know I need this. Shut the fuck up. No, it's terrible.
Oh, God, that'd be horrible.
That's a nightmare. I don't know why I went into that. No, we're here to make new memories and talk about new things.
Yes.
And it's happy and sunshine time.
It is.
Because it's an episode of
Hit or Shit.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. That's where your beloved idiots. We discuss a new tune.
Yeah, the new stuff. That's what we like.
This is a new song. A brand new song that's hot off the presses, and neither of us have heard it.
Nope.
This will be the first time we've heard this song, and we're going to tell you what we think about it, because that is what matters in this world, is what me and Craig think about stuff.
That's why everybody's tuning in.
That's why thousands upon thousands of people are tuning in right now. And we love all of you.
All of them.
So we're just going to, you want to just take a stab in the dark?
A stab in the, I don't even know what that means.
Well, I mean.
Like letting you choose, is that what that means?
Or are we going to let me take a stab in the dark over here? Well, so I mean, sometimes with the way this will work, because it's a song neither of us have heard, we will look for, you know, we might have one in mind.
Yeah.
When we come to the episode, but a lot of times we don't. We just like to play it fast and loose like that. And
that's what we're doing today, because we don't really have a song in mind. But sometimes we even like to get even loosier, goosier than that, and we'll go to the point where we'll pick something that we've never heard of the artist or the song, just totally blind.
Right.
Just jumping into the tornado and just seeing what it is. So I don't know what Spenny's feeling up for, but...
I'm down to go blind, man.
We got any big names this week?
Well, there's a new Kid Cudi album.
Hmm.
So I'm like, that's pretty cool.
I'm kind of interested.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah, I think we should do that.
Yeah, you want to do that?
I'm kind of into that.
Okay, cool. Maybe the next one we can do a full rando.
Yeah.
Okay, sweet.
Yeah, cool.
Well, let's check it out. There's a new Kid Cudi album. Kid Cudi, for those of you guys who don't know, rapper, singer, kind of rock adjacent fellow as far as like rap is concerned, you know.
Yeah,
like he's had
rhythm and blues rock sort of
but him and Kanye had that album Kids See Ghosts,
which was excellent. Excellent.
Dude, so fucking good. And so since then, I've really been like, okay, Kid Cudi. You know, before that, I knew some of his bigger songs, but never dove into the deep cuts.
And have you done that since that album?
No. No, because I'm like, I need...
Well, your candor's refreshing.
Well, I need...
like, your musical knowledge leaves something to be desired,
well,
but
you
your
know,
honesty about
is.
Your holes in, your, in that tapestry
it
of knowledge is,
I'm
is
just trying
just
to be a,
refreshing us.
Now you know how much of a big of a grain of salt to take with my opinion.
See, I didn't even know that he had anything other than with the album with Kanye. That's how
oh,
it just
wow.
said I'd been.
Yeah,
no, I knew that he'd had stuff since, and probably before... You know, I knew he had something before.
Do you remember that
someone.
Song, Day and Night? Is mine at night, day and night.
Maybe.
That was his big song for, and I remember liking that song, but they just drove it into the ground.
Did you hear it at the dance?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, everywhere.
At the dance, at the gas station.
At the sock hop.
At the burger shop.
Yeah.
Hanging out on the corner with Potsy. Hanging out in the corner with Potsy.
Yeah, Potsy and Mugs.
Tuning up your scooters.
Scooters?
Picking fights with the...
With the local greasers.
The Pimpernels. The
Pimpernels.
That's the rival gang.
Oh, there, that's a gang name.
The other side of West Lynn that, yeah. that you guys...
Son of a bitch.
We're the West Lynners, and you're the East West Lynners.
We don't like those...
The Pimpernels.
We don't like
the,
those West Westers.
The Scarlet Pimpernels.
What's a pimpernel?
You ever
you
heard
make up that
the,
word?
The Scarlet Pimpernel?
No.
That's a famous French novel.
Oh. I'm not educated.
Yeah, Scarlet Pimpernel, like, I guess I don't know what a pimpernel is. I think it's a bird.
Okay.
It's like a robber bird. It's like a magpie, I think.
Okay.
Weird. Let's look up the Scarlet Pimpernel. That's a big...
Yeah, so neither of us are too... you know, crazy into Kid Cudi, I guess it's safe to say. But, I mean, we're both intrigued. We're both intrigued enough to maybe give it a shot, you know? And I hope that it's good. It's got a trippy album cover. It's Man on the Moon 3, you know?
It's Man on the Moon 3, okay.
Yeah, so there's been two more Man on the Moons, my research is telling me. This is being the third one. And this one's called The Chosen. So that's interesting.
The Pimpernel.
He's chosen.
Okay, what the hell is a Pimpernel? Okay, a small plant of the primrose family with creeping stems and a flat five-petaled flowers.
Interesting.
So the Scarlet Pimpernel is a flower. It's also a book by Baroness Orske. Orksy? Orczy, yeah.
Okay.
O-R-C-Z-Y. Orczy. Yeah. And it was a movie. It was like, he's like Robin Hood, kind of. Or something. Three Musketeers meets Robin Hood, kind
of.
Okay.
French
highwayman,
of
sort
of.
Of
course, they
like,
would name theirs after a flower.
Yeah.
It is a pretty flower.
Yeah.
But anyway.
But it's I think that you would enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's a lot of swashbuckling.
Yeah. Takes me back to my days in West Lynn. You know, swashbuckling.
I wonder if the
around.
Scarlet Pimpernels grow here, probably. We have a very similar climate to France.
Huh.
So I would say.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit too cold.
It might be too cold and wet, but I don't know.
But you guys could still have been the Scarlet Pimpernels.
We would have still
and
been,
running
yeah.
West Lynn.
Mm-hmm.
Running those streets.
Not the regular Pimpernels.
All
those
the,
guys
all the dice games.
Savages. Dice games, leather jackets.
Yeah.
Girls with poodles on their skirts.
Yeah.
Sock hop, soda fountain jams. That's when we were listening to Kid Cudi.
A little prostitution, maybe here. A
little light prostitution. Yeah, some barbiturates.
Just some gang stuff, you know?
Just some gang
some
stuff.
Some poppers.
A little poppers here and there.
Is it?
A little drug dealing, you know.
Just a little 50s gang
no,
stuff.
No, this is just, this is all, this is all completely made up. I was not in a 50s revival gang in West Lynn growing
you
up.
You sure should have been, though.
I should have been. That would have been cool. Yeah. I did.
You could have been the Ralph the Mouth.
I did like Grease Lightning.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
You could have gotten like a big old cruiser. It would have been fucking amazing.
It would have been.
All right, so what song are we going to do off of this Kid Cudi album?
Well, Craig, that is a really good question.
Is there one that's standing out to you, Spenny?
Well, there's one that's featuring Skepta and Pop Smoke, who those are two huge rappers. Pop Smoke, rest in peace, he's dead. He's that guy who got killed.
Yeah.
So that stuck out to me, but I think we should just do a full Kid Cudi album track. Looks like the biggest songs off the album right now are Tequila Shots, She Knows This, and Another Day.
Okay.
So Tequila Shots, I mean, the name of the song doesn't make me really want to listen to it.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah, but it's popular, so okay. Maybe we should go with that.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do Tequila Shots.
All right, we're gonna do some Tequila Shots here with Kid Cudi. We're gonna report back.
All right, roll it, Spenny.
All right, here we go.
As he falls back deeper into a state, the return.
Got the cheese, baby.
As my mind is speeding by, I'm holding on, asking God to help him. Are you hearing me? Girl is telling me she don't know what she want. Lot of demons creeping up, the living underneath. Gotta take a minute, y'all, travel far. Feeling something, though I can't ignore my instincts. Back just where I started, it's the same old damn song. It's the shit I need. Tryna find it on the right track. Oh, wanna be just where the free at. Talk to him, he don't speak back. Can't lose, I'm in the third act. Lord, seeing me swerve. Do this to my loved ones, I've got some nerve. Don't think I'm not sorry.
Hear me now, hey, this time I'm ready for it. Can't stop this war in me. Can't stop this war in me. Me. Hear me now, hey, this time I'm ready for it. This fight, this war in me. This fight, this war in me. This war in me, can't stop this war in me, me. As the story goes, hey, as the story goes. This fight, this war in me, this fight, this war in me.
Standing on a cliff right over Holland.
You hear that, folks? He's you can't stop the war in him.
You can't.
No,
it wasn't like a party song.
It wasn't a party
song. I thought it was going to be a party song.
I did too. Tequila Shots.
Did they even say tequila Shots?
No, not that I heard.
I didn't hear that at all.
Yeah.
No, it was a really like remorseful song about bad decisions going wrong and going wrong again and again.
Yeah.
It was pretty dark.
It was pretty dark.
Pretty. What'd you think?
I'm on the fence about it. You know, like I there's parts that I really, really liked, but then there's something, I don't know, something about it that didn't quite fully sell me on it, or it might be his vocal styling, you know. I like the melodies he's doing, but maybe just some of the way he phrases things kind of will irk me, and like, I guess it's not a big deal that the song never, you know, got more energetic, but I kind of wanted it to, personally.
Well, I think it's missing, like, that middle third change-up thing that, like, I like with the songs that I like the most by him, you know? Because it's really pretty catchy. You know, like, I think that, like, I think it's interesting. It's interesting. It's not, like, totally candy-coated, but it's pretty catchy.
Yeah.
His voice is cool, like the sentiment is cool. It just needs like a really good like feature.
Yeah.
You know, like that would have kicked it up. Like somebody coming in and like rapping really great in that middle third.
Yeah.
Or something changing up, and then coming back to him again would have been great because it was strong enough that like it was the foundation of the song.
Mm-hmm.
But it needed like just that change, because like you say, like he's odd enough with the vocal and everything that you kind of have to go back to kind of like what your brain expects a little bit, because he does kind of subvert your expectations, especially like and the way that he like just the way he phrases and stuff is just kind of like takes a while. You have to listen to the song like four or five times before you get it, and then it's real pleasant.
Yeah,
you know, but you kind of need that first hook too. And that was great about the team up with him and Kanye is that Kanye knew like what the right balance was there.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And each of those songs would like change it up.
Yeah.
You know, and there would be like that climax or that twist in the middle of them and it would come back.
Yeah.
And this just didn't have that. So it's almost like a demo for like the Kanye album.
That's what you hit the nail on the head right there.
I'm sorry. That kind of sounds bad, but that's kind of what I feel with it.
Yeah. Yeah. So good. Like, still good. Still demo. Very for good. Like, yeah, no, so very good.
Very good.
But then also, like, not, like, I wanted it to be better. And when it started out, I was really digging it. And then it just kind of, it didn't go anywhere.
There. It just stayed there.
Yeah.
I was really digging it, but I wanted it, it wasn't enough to, like, dig it for 4 minutes.
Yeah. And the hook, it was one of those, I don't know if it's because how many times they repeated it or if it just wasn't a strong hook, but one way or the other, I was like, this overstayed its welcome.
I think it went from like being catchy to being like monotonous repetitive. It became repetitive in one listening, and that's why the breakup was needed. So you can come back to it and be like, oh, there's the hook again. And that's the old thing that we liked before. And now we're back and then the song's over.
Yeah.
You know, so it just stayed right. It's like a demo. It just kind of has that, like, not a totally fleshed out song idea.
I mean, it's a good sounding demo.
Very good.
Yeah. You know, but yeah.
It's a polished demo.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like, it doesn't seem like the song's got, like, that bridge thing in that it needs.
Yeah.
You know, that changing.
And that's the thing with Kid Cudi that I think has always just never grabbed me is that a lot of it's very sleepy. And there will be some really catchy ideas and cool sounds. Like, mm-hmm. It's all this sort of, like, trippy stoner, like, electronics meets hip-hop, you know, cool vibes and everything.
Right.
But it just kind of, like, stays in this one sort of, like, flat zone.
Yeah.
And then
it doesn't shift tonally, you know, and come back. You know what I'm saying? That's the thing. If it does shift, it just goes to this new, like, it's like listening to an engine run. And then the engine revs up a little bit, then it stays at that thing, and then that becomes like, and I don't know, I just like a little bit more variance. And that was the great thing about the Kanye album is because Kanye was bringing that to it.
Mm-hmm.
But still, at parts in that album, you could tell like the Kid Cudi dominant tracks still had that monotony throughout, you know. Mm-hmm. But again, like, I think Kanye compensated for it.
Yeah.
So it's a tough one. This is a tough one for me to rate, really.
Yeah, it is hard. I was feeling ore about it, honestly, when it stopped because I don't know. It did. It overstayed. But now that we talked about it a little bit more, I think I'm a high ore.
That's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it really, there was a lot of cool things about it.
I was super pleasantly surprised by it.
You were, yeah.
Because going into it, I thought it was going to be like some party album, you know, just that usual party song thing.
Yeah.
And I like the fact, I mean, that's what I love about him, is that like he's coming at like his topics from like this really interesting point of view that I really find refreshing and I really appreciate. You know what I'm saying? And like, so that really, that's strong in this song.
Mm-hmm.
So it's at least a high or for me.
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost like got some fingers into that low hit.
Yeah.
You know, and I bet you that with the right remix on this album,
mm-hmm.
on this song especially, like it's a full hit.
Yeah.
It could go to full hit.
I mean, I could be convinced, like I might need to just hear it again, you know?
Yeah.
Or
hear it in context with the whole album too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
That's possible.
No, I'm definitely, like I said, I'm on the fence about it, but that's just how I left feeling, I guess. And, but yeah, the Kid Cudi, he does, that is what's made him awesome, is because he's always been the alternative rapper, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He's
kind of like that balance between old Kanye and new Kanye.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of like it because he's right in that part where it's not all Jesus and Sky Daddy, but it's not all just, you know,
like shit talking.
Bitches and shit talking either. It's like that manhood, like the struggles of modern manhood.
Yeah.
In a real world thing, but it's affirming.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's like hardships exist, but they can be overcome, or at least we can keep fighting at them. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a whole, like, there's not a whole lot of people talking on that vein right now.
That's true.
And so, good job there. Keep that up.
Good job, kid. Good job, Kid Cudi. But yeah, fuck yeah. I'm intrigued to check out more of the album. And
yeah,
I want to hear what you people out there, you crazy people out there, I want to hear what you think about it.
And you can tell us by writing us a little love letter to idtu.podcast@gmail.com or slide into the DMs at any one of our internet portals. Mm-hmm. We've got the Instagram, we got the Facebooks, we got the Twitter.
All of them.
What
more do we need? Don't tell us we need to get a TikTok.
Don't even know what to do with that. We don't even know what that is.
We don't know. No, we don't know what it is. That is.
He's kind of a TikTok secret star.
I'm a secret star on TikTok. No, I'm not. I'm like a secret stalker on TikTok, if anything. No, I'm not.
But you have it on your phone to stalk girls, right?
Craig, I had it on my phone to stalk girls. Okay. I no longer do.
But then you got afraid of China.
Got afraid of China.
Too much China for
too
you.
Too much. Once I found out it was China, I said, okay, you know.
Have to stalk girls elsewhere.
I'll have to do it the old-fashioned way, where they just come into my office and I grab them by the pussy. Just kidding. Just kidding. That was a terrible thing.
A terrible way to end this episode.
That's terrible.
That's just a shameful way to end
it. Well, you led me into that.
I didn't do anything about the pussy part. No. That's
true. I'm just trying to make Craig laugh. I say things to make Craig laugh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Blame it on Craig.
I say things. I'm just trying to cater to his sick, sick sense of humor.
I said China.
China. How are you going
to
say China?
See, now it starts again. I mean, I say China.
He'll
never in his life ever be able to think of the nation of China without immediately going to, like, China.
China. It's just too good. I'm sorry, folks.
Jeans. These are the words that have been rooting for Spencer forever. China, jeans, pussy. What else?
Well, I don't know about pussy. He doesn't have that.
No, maybe not.
Because that'd have to be a compilation.
Jeans for sure. China.
Bigly.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't know. You didn't really use Bigly before. No. But I did use jeans.
But I can't say jeans
in the normal way.
Good jeans.
Good jeans. Great. Some of the best jeans I've ever seen, frankly.
Can we talk about jeans?
I
feel like we believe in jeans.
I feel like we believe in jeans here. Do we believe in jeans? I feel like we believe in. And then China. China's got jeans. They've got some great jeans over there. They've got some not so good jeans as well. I think we all know this.
I should just go
do stand up as Trump That'll just be a thing.
Actually after he gets out of office, that might be a thing that you could probably do and people would be able to tolerate it.
Yeah after he gets
out. And they've decided that his hair is perfectly normal. It's just a guy looking sideways is what it is.
I'll
just show you some pictures of it. I have a theory.
Oh, please.
It's a dude's haircut. His hair is okay. It's just from the side.
Oh, he just had it. It's just turned 90 degrees.
Forward.
Kinda,
yeah. No, I was watching Sassy Justice.
Sassy Justice.
And they were doing the part where they actually interviewed Trump in it. And then I'm like, oh, no, that's exactly what's going on. His hair is sideways hair.
Huh.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Well, it's groundbreaking stuff.
Yeah, that's what we're here for.
Thank God he's out and we can now heal and we can now fully.
I feel it, the healing.
I feel the healing too. Mm-hmm. I feel it and I'm here for it. And I just want to know, I just want to say to people that if you ever want to heal together, you know, we can, you know, we should all heal together, and that's great.
That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing, Spencer.
It's finally time.
I'm detecting some sarcasm to you.
What?
I am detecting some.
Craig.
Yeah.
No.
I feel like maybe you don't want to heal.
I'm healing right now.
I don't know why you don't want to heal.
What do you mean? What heal? What would give you that impression, Craig?
Isn't that interesting? It's time for everybody to heal. Mm-hmm. And if you say that phonetically, it also sounds just like H-E-E-L.
Oh, heal.
Like
heal, boy.
Like a dog.
Yeah.
Heals.
Heal.
Stand at attention at my foot.
Mm. It's time for healing.
See?
Shit, man.
See, I love to fuck with this brain.
Oh, shit.
All right, everybody.
My brain again.
We'll see y'all in a couple days. Love you.
I love you guys.
Discuss the Universe is recorded in IDTU Studios, located in Portland, Oregon. All opinions and commentary has been carefully researched by the technicians and scholars of IDTU Research Academy, and therefore should be greeted with healthy skepticism and disbelief. No idiots were harmed during the making of this podcast.